Hey there, I'm Glenn Weldon. I co-host NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast, and I have a question for you. Who has the time to watch a four-hour YouTube video? Well, millions and millions of us, it turns out.
So on March 1st, 2022, the Walt Disney Company opened their newest experiment in themed entertainment.
That's Jenny Nicholson. She makes YouTube videos, and her latest about the failure of Disney's Star Wars Hotel clocks in at a whopping 245 minutes. That is half a workday. But in just a couple of weeks, it's racked up more than 7 million views.
It would be Disney's most unique, most ambitious, and most immersive offering yet. And it would also go out of business.
You may have noticed YouTube suggesting more videos like Nicholson's to you lately, videos that run a lot longer than they did before. In my feed, because I'm me, most of them take the form of deep dive essays, often very negative critiques of various aspects of nerdy pop culture.
Has Rings of Power accomplished anything good?
How does one campaign of a fictional game help cause the downfall of one of the biggest family media empires around?
I could be wrong about Twin Peaks, but I have the sneaking suspicion that once you see things in a certain way, you will not be able to unsee them that way.
It's not hard to understand why this is happening. Nerds love what we love, and we're prepared to talk to you about it at considerable length. If you've ever been cornered by the punch bowl at a party by someone super passionate about Game of Thrones, you know what I'm talking about. And of course, YouTube prizes every precious extra minute it gets to monetize your attention. And this is all just going to keep happening because passion plus profit-seeking is a powerful motivator. But for now, at least, most of these long-haul videos aren't worth the exorbitant time commitment they demand. Plus, spending so many hours watching so much negativity can leave you feeling like you're coated in it, a kind of grimy residue of cynicism. Still, there's no denying that a shift is underway. TikTok is now introducing the ability to make videos up to an hour long. And Mr. Beast, one of the most popular YouTubers out there, says he's been hearing from viewers, encouraging him to upload longer and longer videos. Now, me, I'm old enough to remember when Michael Jackson's Thriller came out and thinking, wait, this video is 13 minutes long? That's crazy. And I'll admit, I didn't actually watch that Star Wars video. I listened to it while driving to and from the city. I'm busy. But just as an FYI, that video is worth your time. Nicholson makes great points, and she's got the receipts. But I'm heartened by the rise of long-form video. It suggests that the quality of work still continues to matter. You still have to earn all those extra minutes of our attention, after all. And it also offers a surprising counter-narrative to all those content experts who cite hard user data to dictate the precise length that any YouTube video or web article or podcast episode should be. Because I think we're learning that the answer is not quantitative, but qualitative. What keeps people watching something, even for hours on end, is how much value they place on it, how deeply it speaks to them, regardless of runtime. I'm Glenn Weldon. 'Cause this is it.